BBC News with Neil Nunes. The World Health Organization has acknowledged there's emerging evidence that the coronavirus can be spread by tiny particles suspended in the air. A senior official said airborne transmission could not be ruled out in crowded, closed or poorly ventilated settings. On Monday, over 200 scientists accused the WHO of underestimating the possibility of such transmission. The United States has officially begun the process of withdrawing from the World Health Organization. Donald Trump has repeatedly accused the UN agency of mishandling the pandemic and of failing to hold China to account. His rival in the U.S. presidential election, Joe Biden, says he would rejoin the WHO immediately if he won the vote in November. The Brazilian president, Jair Bolsonaro, has said he feels well, despite testing positive for COVID-19. He has repeatedly dismissed the severity of the virus, which has killed more than 65,000 Brazilians. Venezuela's Supreme Court has dismissed the leadership of one of the main opposition parties and transferred control to politicians close to President Nicolas Maduro. Popular Will is the third party to have its national executive expelled by the court in recent months. Nigeria's Senate has passed a bill focused on preventing the harassment of university students. The bill would make it illegal for lecturers to make sexual advances toward students. It still needs to be approved by Nigeria's lower house. Zimbabwe's Health Minister Obadiah Moyo has been sacked for inappropriate conduct. Last month, he was arrested on charges of corruption and abuse of office in connection with the coronavirus equipment procurement scandal. And scientists in Norway have found it may take decades to see the impact of large-scale cuts in greenhouse gas emissions on global temperatures. BBC News.